It's the final hour on the sunny side of your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. Good afternoon to you. How do you do? How's your afternoon going? I think it's lunchtime for some people. Maybe you're grabbing a quick bite, but then again, it is time for a conversation. My name is Denise Dennis-Walu, and I have been with you from the 12 o'clock hour up until this time. We're talking being kind versus being truthful, and you shall know the truth. And you see that truth, the truth shall set you free. However, taking into consideration the fact that some people are very, very sensitive, you know, very emotional, and you do not want to hamper the relationship that you have with them, the words that you utter may come across as you being very, very harsh. Or you being, you know, there's a difference between criticisms and hating. But in Nigeria, everybody that tells you that what you did is not good is hater. That's just it. So some people believe that it is better to be kind than to be truthful, because they think that being kind and diplomatic in delivering the truth may benefit the other person and the relationship that exists between the both of you, whether employer, employee, mother, father, friends, or whatever relationship it is. Okay? They believe that being kind can help to preserve the relationship, even if the truth may be brutal to hear. Others believe that it is better to be truthful, even if it may be hurtful, because they think that honesty is the foundation of trust and a healthy relationship. They think that being truthful is the best way to respect and support the other person, even if it may be difficult to hear. Now, being mindful of the other person's feelings and communicating in a way that is sensitive and overall respectful may seem difficult for some individuals. Now, I know some of you can relate to the examples I am going to point out to you. You follow all these reality shows on TV, Nigeria Idol, The Voice Nigeria, this talent competition, that talent competition, and sometimes you ask yourself, who encouraged some of these contestants to show up? See, whenever I watch some of these competitions, I watch, you see that audition part? That is the part that gets to me the most, because that is where I get to laugh and I imagine. And then you ask some of them and they say, that they have been singing scenes. That in fact, it was their friends that bought them the tickets that they used to call for the competition. I say, oh yeah, let's hear you. And then they start. And sometimes you find the judges are speechless. At that time, I pray not to be a judge, because if I say what is in my mind, somebody will go and drink something. So I try not to be in that kind of position, because it's enough to carry your slippers and say, come on, will you leave this place? Come on, will you keep quiet? I think the other time I watched Simi fall off her seat because she could not contain herself. Now that's for competitions. What about coaches speaking to their team members, trying to motivate, you know, you can do it. I don't know, all the football fanatics, if you know what some of the players go through in the changing room before they come on the pitch, just maybe you begin to rate them and you will not begin to talk about Messi and Ronaldo the way you do, because the fire that they receive. Or is it when some parents and teachers are speaking to their children, the way they talk to them and you are like, that was harsh. And you know, we women, we are the softer ones. When the husband throws it like this, we say, baby, now, hey, you shouldn't have said it that way and stuff like that. Or is it some friends and loved ones? You see this question, how do I look? Don't ask some people, how do I look? Because you don't know if they would tell you that, madam, can you just go and change? Or, hey, you are looking so fine. See, we are not doing Bruno Mars here. You are so beautiful just the way you are. We're talking reality. And I have a guest in the studio. If there is one man I know that will give it to you the way it is, it is definitely point man Carl Orakwe. Good afternoon to you, my Olga.
Well, good afternoon to you, Denise. And good afternoon to the audience. Wherever you're listening in from, I say good afternoon to you.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon. It's good to have you with us to talk about this one, because, I mean, you must have seen it all and heard it all. And you know what I mean. Now, you can join the conversation on all our social media platforms. On X, we are at Nigeria Info PH. Our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And on Instagram is at Nigeria Info FM _ PH. Now, in due time, I will reel out the phone lines and you can be a part of the conversation via the phone lines. However, you can start dropping your messages on WhatsApp and Telegram. The WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Now, without further ado, we dive right into the first question I'm going to ask Point Man. Are there situations that, you know, will warrant you being kind? And situations that would tell you that, see, if you don't tell this person the truth, you're not doing the person any good. I'll give you an example. I think I was able to watch China's status on WhatsApp one of these days. I think it was auditioning people for the sportscaster role. And he told them to go ahead and, you know, act like they're on radio. And when I listened to some of the things he told those people, I kept wondering.
You felt bad for them.
I felt bad. Okay. I see, I did not take it. I knew they were doing nonsense. I'm not a sportscaster. Understand me. But by every standard, I'm sure if I tuned into my radio and I was listening to this person on radio, I would not enjoy it. However, I was expecting him to be...
He should now do, okay, you see, as the sky is blue, you know, sometimes when the birds chirp and when the... Now, the question you're asking is, are there times when one could be a bit nice or being kind, you know, in relaying information? I'll start with perhaps two of the examples you gave. Mm. I think I will prefer for someone to tell me the truth as it is, if I ask my friend, oh boy, this jacket, how does it look? This shirt, how does it look? My face right now, how does it look? If I was a woman, my face, how does it look? I will not expect you now as my friend, I'll not expect you now as my friend to now say, it's okay, you're fine. If I am not looking fine enough and you just tell me because you're my friend I'm fine, you are embarrassing me when I go before the public. Mm. So if my friend say, Omo, that's your shirt, it's not looking fine, no, or that's your trouser, I get as it be, I know I have to adjust my trousers before I go in public. That I know I will have to do. Mm. So I think I appreciate it. Also, which other example did you give? You gave the one concerning when you go before an audition. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We watch all those things we watch. Just like yourself, I enjoy watching the preliminary stages. Mm-hmm. And when you see those who come in at those early stages, some people have no business being there whatsoever.
They will now tell
you, I used to sing at home. I used to sing when I was in the bathroom. And my parents my brother told me that I am good. And yes, they encouraged me to come. Now, indeed, I know you are my friend. I know you're my brother. You're my sister. But I'm not going to encourage you to go for such a national or international competition when I know you're not ready. Or are you just going there hoping by the grace of God or inshallah that somehow favor will smile on you, they will pick you who are not good? I think we should be truthful to ourselves so that we don't end up with egg on our faces. So that's the first thing I will say. There are instances, however, when you can be nice and kind. Being nice, in my opinion, Dennis, I'm sure perhaps most of the person listening out there, when he contributes, might think different. Being nice, I think, is being truthful. I'm being nice to you. Mm. If I tell you your hair is a mess, rather than tell you, man, it's okay, you're looking fine, I am being nice. So that when you go out, indeed, when the rest of the public who do not know you and they are not your friend, when they see you, they can really say, nice. Not when they see you, all of them will turn their faces away. Then you'll be wondering, shame my people told me that this hair that I'm wearing, that this hair I just had done at the salon is looking good. Being nice is being truthful. You should not be harsh, however. For those who follow this station, I'm sure some of them will hear that promo.
You can never make it.
You are a failure. That's a coach talking to a player. The player did not come good in training. Now, if I was that coach, I would tell the player, you're failed. And if you keep up like this, you will not be able to do well. So, boy, you need to psych yourself. You need to, you know. So, you see, I'm going to be truthful, but I'm not going to say it in an insulting manner. I'm not going to say it, whether we like it or not, some people seemingly derive a sort of joy from bringing down others. I'm not saying it to bring you down. If I tell you, Dennis, your voice doesn't sound nice. I don't think you're qualified for this. You see, I've said it civilly. I've said, you know, it's quite civil the way I've put it. Oh, Dennis, I don't think your voice sounds nice. No, you're not qualified for this. Rather than say, look at your voice sounding like Ogoro, sounding like a frog. No, there's a way you say it. So, to be truthful, I think I prefer than you just trying to be my friend and be nice without telling me the truth.
Why do I feel like the male gender is saddled with this battle? The dilemma of knowing when to say the truth and knowing when to be kind, especially to their partners. Now, I'm looking at Bruno Mars' song, Just the Way You Are, and the song is encapsulated around a woman not being okay with setting things about herself. And it's very natural, the biological clock of a woman, it takes a toll on us sometimes. You give birth, you know, you don't look the same way. You sleep and you wake up, you don't look the same way. There are times in the month when you're not looking your best. And then sometimes I feel we ask this question to just have small encouragement. It's not like we don't know.
Why are you asking the question? Don't bother asking. No, it's not as if you don't know. You know. Not... Why are you asking? So because that somebody will lie.
No, now, at least when you now make us feel good somehow. Say, baby, it's like my tummy, after I gave birth to this, our baby.
So it lies make you feel good.
No.
I'm just trying to get it. One should not be insensitive when it comes to your partner, when it comes to the to females, most especially one who's actually been through childbirth and has been a mother for a very long time, like you said. Mm. It actually takes a toll on the body. Now, when I say, honey, you look good, I'm not saying you are looking like Agbani Darego.
Okay.
You're looking good does not mean that I say, you look so good, I'll not encourage you to go for a beauty pageant. No, I'm not going to do so. You look good. I do appreciate you. You're beautiful. You're my wife. You're my girlfriend. I got connected to you because I liked you. And yes, I still see that thing. You know, they say beauty is an eye of the beholder. Mm-hmm. I'm still seeing that thing. But yet, I'm a realist. I'm not going to now tell you, Omo, you're looking finer than Agbani ever looked. No, I'm not going to do that. Mm. So, you be truthful. When she asks, how is my hair looking? How is this dress looking?
You're amazing just the way you are.
No, see, you're amazing the way you are. But this, your dress, is not looking fine. This hair does not fit you. This hair doesn't look nice. You know, even if perhaps she has spent 2 hours or 3 hours in the salon and everything. No, you're being truthful.
Mm.
So, like I said, it's how you also say perhaps that matters. It shouldn't seem insultive. It shouldn't seem, you're not trying to degrade the person. Okay. I'm not saying, after the 20,000 or 30,000 you spent with 3 hours in the saloon, look at the rubbish that you came out. No, I'm not going to say it that way. I'll just say, wow, I think this hair could be better. It's not looking too good. It doesn't fit you as much as the other one you did. So you see, I'm being truthful. So before she goes out, she knows that she has a mirror that doesn't lie to her at home.
All right, mirror that doesn't lie. We'll come back to this after this break. Just stay tuned to us. We are Nigeria Info FM.
For more talk, news and sports, stay tuned to Nigeria Info. We'll be right back after this.
Different ideologies.
And different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
You don't have future here. You don't have future. You can never make it. You supposed to be a dinner man, serving dinner to the students in the secondary school. Because you cannot do basic 1+1. You are here breathing heavy like a dog. Think about your life. You are a failure. You are a failure. You can never make it. You cannot make it. You need to be cutting grass, making this place fresh for the actual footballers that want to use this place. You are tired. You are here. What have you done? Useless. Me with my pregnancy, I'm better than you.
my God. You know, this is the first time I'm actually listening to the... this is the first time I'm listening to the... And I'm seeing his expressions and all of that. So that was an aspiring footballer.
And the coach speaking to him and telling him, you haven't done well. You can never make it. Perhaps you should be cutting grass.
Yeah, you know, man.
And the coach also with his big tummy says, perhaps I will do better. Now, does that bring out the best in the person? Does that encourage the person? Like I said, if the person is not singing well, it's not singing fine, I tell you, no, your voice doesn't sound fine, or you're not singing the song well. I think that should push you to go try to sing better. If I'm your coach and I tell you, no, man, you're not doing well. Oh, but you're not trying. Man, you need to be able to do. I'm thinking that should ginger you. That should not put you down. Some people say it puts them down, or, you know, it kills their morale, it kills their spirit when they are told, when you don't encourage them, you should give them a pat on the back. We cannot give you a pat on the back when you're not doing fine. That's, people are different. We're going to hear opinions. I will not give you a pat on the back when you're not doing fine. What I'll tell you is, man, young man, young woman, I think you need to do better. Now, when I see effort, if I give you a pat, I'll give you a pat for effort, but I'm not telling you you've done well. I'll say, that's it. Try and ensure you do times two of that, it will be better. When you do that, I can tell you, okay, let's add to that, it's going to be better, you know? So how you say it is truthful. Don't just try and say you tried. Your son comes back, as your young child comes back and does not perform well in an exam or doesn't perform well, I'm not saying you should go into him and like that coach there. What you should be telling the young man or young woman, what you should be telling the young man or young woman is, you didn't do well. Perhaps you will need to concentrate on your studies more, maybe no more television, or only at the weekends, or no more ice cream until you do better. You need to put in more effort. So don't quote it and say you tried. If you say you tried, in my opinion, what I think, the person will not improve beyond that. So seemingly some people want that pat on the back when it is not deserved. A pat on the back is necessary when effort, on when, you know, when something has been done. You encourage the person and the person will now do more. But not when something has not been done. If not, we'll end up with eggs on our faces. Imagine I tune to the television, I see my son or my daughter tomorrow singing, if I was a boy, I've already told them at home, singing, my child, is not your calling.
It's not your forte. Don't do that.
It's not your calling.
Keep it for bathroom and washing clothes.
You know.
Okay, but then again, I don't know. If you go on YouTube these days and you listen to a lot of these motivational videos, you would find some of these motivational speakers that tell you that at some point in course of their career and grooming and trainings, someone wrote them off
and said they were not good enough.
So
what did they do after the person wrote them off? Did it motivate them to prove the person wrong, or did they that thing they, that they told them was not good enough, did they remain at that level? And we're now celebrating them today.
No, for some of them, it sounds like they are doing well now because someone said they were not good enough. So it's more like to pepper the person that said they were not good enough.
See, I'm not about peppering anybody. I'm just about being realistic. Now, if I tell you, I don't think you're good enough now. If you tell me, I don't think you're good enough, I'm going to go back and assess myself, then now look upon how I can improve myself. Then when I do well and I'm better than when I was, I don't need to come and start peppering you. Do you know what? In fact, I should look for you and heal you. Thank you for letting me know that I wasn't good enough at that level. It motivated me. It pushed me. That should be what motivational speaking should be all about. Not the unrealistic things we hear most times. And they told me I wasn't good enough. So I moved from there, went somewhere else. Maybe you were a man with everybody with sight and you were half blind. So that's why they told you you're not good enough. Now that they're telling you you're good enough, take note where you are. Maybe you are in the land of the blind. And being that one eye is better than those who are blind. So maybe that's other place where they told you you're not good enough. They all had the eyes complete.
Okay, so before I open this phone lines today, I don't want to break this table, but I need to clear my throat for this one. We all had that one teacher who we hate till today. Because some people loved that teacher for being the way the teacher was, but some of us hated the teacher to the point that today, when we see the teacher trekking and we are driving, we wind down like this and we do boom, boom, boom. Good afternoon, sir. How are
let you see.
I say, oh, well, remind me. Ah, sir, it's me. Oh, I taught you. I'm in the grammar school. Okrika. You used to be my math teacher. How are you, sir? I say, ah, so I can see that you are tracking. How life, how far?
So, if the man disciplined you while you were in school, maybe that's the reason why you are driving the vehicle. You know, the thing where they talk about a teacher's reward being in heaven and the teachers are not expected to get their reward here. For journalism, really. Journalism, the reward also too. And even for major, that's okay, for journalism, broadcast journalism also. The reward was not supposed to be here. The reward is in heaven. You are a servant. You are a maker. You are a facilitator to make things happen. The teacher's responsibility is to actually create people that will make for a better society. So you see, the teacher does not have time looking for glory, does not have time looking for benefits. So yes, he might trek. But he's producing people who will make the society a better place. So he may have disciplined you while you were there, and now you're thinking maybe he hated you. If he had not given you that discipline, would you most likely be where you are today? 95% of the chances that no, you wouldn't have. We are better for that training. We are better for that discipline. And I'm thinking here, we are better well off when we are told the truth. My son, singing is not your thing. Look for something else to do. If it's perhaps to play the instruments, yes, maybe you could play the instruments. Do not go and embarrass yourself on a reality TV show that you're trying to sing. It's not your thing. My friend, man, you want to be a striker. Maybe you're not cut out to be a striker. Look at, the goal was in front of you here, and you couldn't score. 3 yards, you couldn't score. Maybe you're cut out to be a defender. So, Be truthful.
Would that be classified as being nice, being truthful and being kind at the same time?
In my book, yes. Because I am not wasting your time like others will waste and say, hey, you're trying, you're doing well. I'm not wasting your time. So I'm telling you the truth. And in my book, I'm being nice to you because I am preparing you. If you are told outrightly that, look, this is not working, either you make it work as you put in more effort, or you switch on to what works. Hasn't that person been nice to you? I've been nice to you. I've not wasted your time. I tell you that, Luko, your shirt is really dirty. You know, sometimes your friends will tell you, no worry, no matter. You're looking good. Then when you go out in public, everyone notices that indeed you're putting on a dirty shirt, and they are now telling you, CEO, imagine big girl like Denise is putting on a dirty shirt. She's doing this, she's doing that. Imagine that happens. I will not appreciate you as my friend if you were not truthful to tell me that, Omo, the stains are showing. It's actually clear that this shirt is, it will not go unnoticed that this shirt is not clean. So you see, I appreciate you being truthful. You've been nice and kind to me rather than trying to make me feel good. Okay, let me sum it up this way. Seemingly, we want a quick fix, want that good feeling. Unfortunately, like for those who do drugs or take any other psychotropic substance, that feeling evaporates after a while. It seems really we want that feeling rather than getting the truth and the reality of what is. I stand for the truth as opposed to being the kind of nice that people are saying is nice.
Yeah, hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm a lover.
Jealousy that is doing.
I'm a lover. I'm saying what I'm saying for your good. Yeah, man.
How do we know?
Yeah, man.
0817 923 0002. That is 0817 923 0002. We also have 0817 923 0003. Like I said earlier, a call screener is always on standby to take your calls first before passing you on to me in the studio. So when you do call, the first voice you would hear is not this voice, I promise. It is someone else's voice. But then again, in no distant time, you will get to connect with me in the studio. I see a plethora of your WhatsApp messages. Someone says, greetings, Didi and the Point Man. When I started dating my wife, after one of my visits, I told myself I won't have anything to do with her again. But after a while, I sat back and thought about what she had said. And today, I have a better dress sense.
She must have yabbed in.
You see, my wife, I know she won't filter anything, and I love her for that, because I know what she has told me is the truth. Black type, send that in. Good afternoon, Didi and Cal. I used to date a girl. She's beautiful. Suddenly, she began to have big tummy. I told her one day that, babe, what are you doing about your tummy getting big? She replied, nothing. Belewe don't big. Don't big. I didn't say anything again. So one day we were to go out and she wanted to wear jumpsuits. I didn't ask her. When she wore the jumpsuit, I told her, babe, you will not wear this outfit and go out with me. She asked why. I said, until you walk on your tummy, you won't wear this jumpsuit for any outing. Just look for one big polo.
And cover it.
You won't wear a gown too. Wear your jeans and sneakers. Wear one big polo. Let's go out. If you're not okay, stay at home. She got angry. I really wanted her to get angry, actually. After 3 days, she registered at the gym. Now, Nashi de sample flat belle for WhatsApp story up and down.
Oh.
In summary, I would hold so there the person who would tell me my mouth is smelling than the one who would keep mute and tell another person. I love criticism. Criticism is the bedrock to make positive changes. I distance myself from praise singers. You don't even know when you are doing, when you're going astray. Charles Cutherell, send that in.
I like that one from Charles. You know, it's local saying we have, you know, the person will tell you say your mouth is smell. Better pass say ingo tell another. The one way they tell another person. Mm-hmm. That, I think, aptly describes it. Mm. It's better to tell you the truth, yeah? That person is your friend. So, is that person your enemy if he says, ah, oh boy, I think your mouth, there's some odor, it's smelling, you know? Do you think he hates you? I think the person is the person who loves you. Because he's telling you that, pushes you to, ah, oh boy, so this is the way I've been going around, and nobody told me. You see, in fact, that means every other person is my enemy. They're all my enemies. Never told me. But this man who told me, that's my friend.
0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp and Telegram number remains 0809-0306416. Carl, this is why you're called the point man. Always on points. I love your analysis on this topic. Simply goodness from Alakaya Pitakwa. Now, this other one says, there are people who have no standing to tell you that you're not good enough. There was a mean-spirited, ever-frowning teacher who thought math. She never taught me, though. Who somehow felt she had a right to tell me that my written English was bad. Meanwhile, have always been the darling of every English language or literature teacher who taught me, and I'm an award-winning novelist today. Nah, there are some people who can't tell me nada. Whether they are saying they're being kind or truthful, some of them don't have sense, or their own broken dreams have made them bitter and blind to others' potential.
Well, I think maybe after we take this call,
let's listen to Eze Ken from Ubomiri. Hi, Eze. Good afternoon to you and welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon, Dennis.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm enjoying your program.
Thank you.
Your voice is like my senior sister's voice.
Is that
the kind of the point man? I want to ask him, where is Chuma? Is he long?
Chuma is in Lagos, but I want to ask you, are you telling Dennis the truth or you're just trying to be nice and butter
her up? No. I'm telling the reality we are discussing about. My name is Felicia Ojong. Exactly her voice. But thank God that she's alive, though, but not around.
Okay.
So I use her voice to remember her.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So you didn't answer us. Do you prefer to tell people the truth, or would you like to just be nice and kind and tell them something that will make them smile?
That is what I literally implied now. That is reality for you. So I started it here now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, right. So, you, the listener, I have questions for you. Are there situations that will require you to be kind and those that will require you to be truthful? And you have to give us instances as well. Are there the ones that you tell outrightly that this is what it is? There are people that say, me, I'm very blunt, though. I don't like to sugarcoat anything. White is white.
If we quickly go back to that message you received, someone said there are some people who are not in the position to actually tell you anything.
Yes.
Now, I will say that realistically speaking, I cannot have, I'm not saying this, I cannot have the bus conductor now tell me perhaps something about English. Do you get?
Okay. Yeah.
He may think he knows, maybe, but he's not well grounded to be the one to give me, you know, to tell me something. So that's true. Also, like I said, there are, depends on how you say it. Without doubt, there are some bitter people out there who like to normally degrade humans, who like to put people down. That's their stock in trade. That's somehow, that's how they are built. No, that's not the, what we're talking about. That's not being truthful. It's just a joy, it's a passion. What's this word for saying? Those who enjoy inflicting pain and all. Maybe sadistic way, something that makes them happy, but unfortunately, that's not what it should be. So there's a difference from that. That's not the kind of being truthful we're referring to.
All right, Henry Chi says, hi, hello, Nigeria Info. You can never make it. It really disturbs some people who have this psychological issues of failure, especially ones that are still trying to make it.
So, yes, when you say you can never make it, now, that was a bit harsh. That's why we played that.
Yes,
it was a bit harsh. Why don't I tell the player, like I mentioned, guy, if you keep on doing it this way, we're not going to move up. You want to move up, don't you? You want to succeed. You want to, you know, that's the way it should be. Not you telling, you can never make it. You're a failure, you're a failure. No, that's, there's a difference there.
Well, if you keep doing it like this, some coaches will tell you that they did not come here to motivate you.
Exactly. They don't have time.
They don't have time for... I'm here for serious business.
They have a charge. Yeah. They have a target. Yeah. And if they don't meet it, they will be fired. So they're not there to play.
Clement from NTA Road. Hi, Clement. Good afternoon to you and welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Didi.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Clement.
Maybe the person now will understand my illustration because I believe he cut his head at the salon. Or maybe he has not even paid attention to what I have paid attention to over the years.
Okay.
I keep a low cut, the one with a low cut, not keeping him.
Okay.
Now, I had issues like they will see. Like, don't mind to pay transport to the another community to go and cut their hair. It could be for the reason. When I enter a salon that is new, or rather, I'm there for the first time, to be honest with you, I want to look at the person who wants to cut my hair. The hair the person is putting on, or the person is wearing, will tell me if the person can cut my hair or not, if he's at it for the first time. Now, if the person is putting on the one we call Moro Moro Stinko, trust me, I will walk out of that salon with Moro Moro or almost Moro Moro because that person is wearing Moro Moro. I have observed that. So I see that as what you know or what you are doing is what or what you are wearing, what you want people to wear. So if I am, if I ask you the cloth I'm wearing, how is it? If you tell me the cloth is good and I receive the opposite the compliment outside, if people have you that tells me it's good, to you it's good though, yes, you like it. In fact, you can even wear it outside. And that is why you are even telling me the same thing.
Okay.
You understand? So if I am outside and somebody else is telling me different things, then you can see that both of them may not be wrong. It's not what the other person can wear and what me
their
to
preference
wear.
Or their perspective.
Exactly. So I use the haircut illustration. Observe this. If you are wearing punk or you are wearing having a
I have a different opinion concerning that though. We'll get to that later.
We lost the call. Gift from Choba.
Something for an artisan or for an artist. Have you seen or do you know the best of artists? They look sometimes unkempt. They're not concerned about their own being all they think of, you know, those who are blessed, sometimes all they just think of is pouring out and bringing out what they know and all. So
I speak as one who visits the salon. Some of the best hairdressers, their hair, you cannot look at it. Their
exactly.
nails, you can't look
exactly.
at it.
So you see that best, the best artist, if you look at the person, you will wonder, did this come out from that person? So maybe I might not totally agree with him on that, for that particular illustration though.
Hector says, sometimes it's not what you say that matters, but how you say it.
Uh-huh.
There is a way you say things to some persons that will ever regret meeting you, or they have made worse choice in their life. And there's a way you talk to some persons, they will just smile and take it as a big challenge and work on themselves more. We have different kinds of humans. No two human beings can be the same. When it comes to friends, there are friends I ask certain questions. Oh. Not all of them.
So you know your friend.
You know.
And you know the one who will tell you the truth. So when you want that feel good, you can ask the person who say, it's okay, it's nice. But when you know it's really important, you know which of your friends to ask. You see, we do know.
Mm.
So that means sometimes we shy away, or sometimes we do not want to hear the truth.
Okay, so sometimes it's us that's
yes,
the problem?
Sometimes I think we do not want to hear the truth. Because if, like that example given there, I know my friend to ask when... So people do know. They know their friends. They know the person who you call your closest friends, or those who are close to you, you basically can assess them because you do know their capabilities, or, you know, their limitations and all that. So you will not go to this particular person when you know that this question I'm asking is beyond the person, or this person will not tell me. We all know. Mm-hmm. We all know. Truth be told, it's how you say what you say, not what you actually say. Diplomacy sometimes is defined as the ability to tell someone to go to hell, and the person happily goes to hell, you know, wants to go to hell. So it's how you say that actually matters.
All right, unfortunately, I can only take these three final messages. I may not be able to take any more calls. So call screener, please do take note. This one says, good afternoon, good PM. I can sincerely open up to someone about some odd to an extent, but I can't tell someone that he or she has body odor. Really? Rather, I can only buy the person some body spray.
That's a way of telling the person.
By so doing, the person can easily code. Anthony Wodi from Unkwolurumi.
Yeah, I've told the person.
This one says, good presenter, truth is always not easy to find, but when found and practiced, it pays immeasurably. It is the absence of truth that we find ourselves in this Nigeria self-inflicted evil situation. Say the truth always to truly appease your conscience. Elder Joel Adolphus from Degema. Someone says, manner of approach is very important in every situation. In the Medim Confidence from Ozuzu Eche. And this one says, good afternoon, presenters. My friend said I wasn't creative enough to write poems. That sincerely motivated me to write two big notes. I love telling people the truth, although they do misunderstand me sometimes. Most times, I think saying conductors can't correct your English is wrong. Remember, some are graduates. Please play that piece again. It makes me laugh.
Well, when I mean a conductor, I mean someone who is at the basis, you know, and basically cannot. I'm not just saying, even a taxi driver. I boarded a taxi of recent, and it was a graduate. The guy was talking about in their days when they were in Uniport, you know, that kind of a thing. And he was speaking good English. So when I meant, you know, I just, you know who is at a certain level or who is not at a certain level and all.
Alex on Facebook says, good afternoon, Alex from Ajib. I prefer being kind than being truthful. I won't hurt anybody.
He doesn't want to hurt anyone.
Anybody, yeah.
So if we're all kind and nice in this country, maybe that's why we are where we are. You have not told ourselves the hard truth.
Thank you so much, Point Man Carl Orakwe, for your time. Like I used to say, he's my ogre. The other one, I will not say it on him. I'm trying to be kind.
Okay.
I'm not truthful.
I'm not truthful. So will it be truthful if I said, okay, I've enjoyed the session and looking forward perhaps to other sessions like this one?
Well, there's this one. Oh, I think we can read it. I used to be a prodigy to one politician I adopted as a mentor and leader. He had an ambition to run for governorship. In fact, he was the youngest governorship candidate in 2007 on the platform AC. In 2022, he wanted to be given a shot again, so he called his followers to intimate them. He said the journey will be tedious, so everyone should be ready to make enemies because people will see them as enemies. Almost everyone in the room was in affirmation. Some even said, your enemy is already my enemy right now. Someone who doesn't like you can't like me, and me too can't like such person. But I stood up with a dissenting opinion and said, sir, in the game of politics, your enemy cannot be my enemy. I will never inherit your enemy. In fact, you need me to be a friend to your enemy to have information. I'm a man of conviction. I will talk good about your enemies or foes. I will attend their gathering. After politics, you guys will be okay. What then happens to me after politics? After the meeting, he called me again and the rest became history.
Very quickly here, when all those ones who gather and their friends says, don't worry, ride on, sir. You win the election. They are being nice. They are not being truthful. They know he can't win it.
Follow us at Nigeria Info PH on all platforms. Thank you so much.